a black horse. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Things are very troubling, but also, friends, in the midst of all of this seemingly bad news, we have the tremendous good news that Jesus came to save sinners, of whom you and I are chief. And if we will trust him and obey him and walk in humility and repentance before him, we have a hope and a promise. And Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. God bless you and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful.
Hello? Oh, boy. Hello?
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, of the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are we doing tonight?
Well, pretty good. No complaints.
Well, you know, there's a fascinating article in the Wall Street Journal just today by Michael Medved on the editorial page, and he's talking about the fact that there's some people who think that Barack Obama wants to destroy our nation, that he's actually malevolent in what he's doing, and they quote Rush Limbaugh as talking about, of course, on his radio show last July 2nd, the most influential conservative commentator of them all reaffirmed his frequent charge that the president seeks economic suffering on purpose. And Rush Limbaugh explained that, I think we face something we've never seen before, we've never faced in this country, and that's now we're governed by people who don't like this country. And then he goes on to talk about how they're going to intentionally destroy this country economically. And of course, Barack Obama, you know, is talking about, you know, cutting $30 or $40 billion from our deficit, which is going to be about one. They've raised it now to $1.6 trillion, at $1.6 trillion deficit. But the Republicans are coming to the rescue. They are going to cut $2.5 trillion from the budget over a 10-year period, which at the most is $240 billion a year from a $1.6 trillion deficit. So the Republicans don't like the country either, because we're just going to go bankrupt a little bit more slowly, but we're still going bankrupt, are we? Can we continue spending money we don't have, borrowing money so that we can give money to other countries and maintain dictators in power throughout the world, like Mr. Mubarak, who absconded with about $70 billion, much of it the tax money of the Americans, who was sent to Egypt to keep Mubarak and his military dictatorship in power? What's really going on in the world, Bob?
Well, I think one of the problems we have is people like Mr. Limbaugh misleading people and getting paid $50 to $100 million a year to do it. And what is it, 5 houses that he has in Palm Beach in Florida? I think that's rather excessive. But anyway, when you toe the line for major networks and do what they want you to do, that's your reward. Mr. Obama has paid a price to be president, especially when he's not an American citizen. And, of course, that'll all come out later, after he's out of office. And what he's doing, or I should say, what he is standing above is something that was not created by him but by other people, and all he does is take orders, just like every other president has been there for a long, long time.
And I think what you're saying is absolutely right, because after all, Rush Limbaugh never mentions the Republicans are not addressing the issue. I mean, they don't want to talk about we've got to cut, you know, the entitlement program, Social Security and Medicare. We've got to cut to the bone. We have to have a balanced budget. The Republicans certainly, you know, are not doing that any more than the Democratic leadership. The leaders of both parties want to destroy this nation, but Rush Limbaugh will simply attack Barack Obama. And never, of course, the Republicans, because after all, Republicans are always right. Or are they? Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think that they're not right in this instance. You know, the history, the past 12 years has been that they caused as much damage as the Democrats did. And so far, actually, more. And they continue to do so. I don't think that they believe that they can make those kind of cuts, but that's what politics is all about. And it's the art of the possible, the compromise, so to speak. And I don't think too much of that is going to get passed. And they're not going to do much of anything. And that's pointed out in QE1 and QE2. QE1 rescued Wall Street and banking and foreign banks and selective U.S. and foreign corporations. And nothing fell through the cracks to the public. And so I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel for the public. I mean, I think one of the main platforms of this new budget is to raise taxes in a big way. And so I don't think any of it's going to happen. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And that's the plan.
And, of course, entitlements make up 60% of the budget. The entitlement take everything that comes in, the other 40%. We have 1.6 now. They've just announced it today. $1.6 trillion deficit in this year that will end, the end of September or the end of October. But, of course, you can't keep doing it. We are living on borrowed money. 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is actually having to borrow. And you cannot continue doing this. What happens when other nations stop lending us money? Why, very, very simply, we just print it, we expand the monetary supply, we create inflation, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And now, of course, food prices are rising. They're rising dramatically in other countries. And Bob has said on another program, he anticipates a 50% increase in food prices. We already know that the PPI, that's the Producer Price Index, is up 14%, and 6 months from now we'll see that certainly on the shelves of our stores. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I was just pointing out basically 40 to 43% of every dollar the federal government spends today is borrowed money. Sometime you have to pay it back. Oh, how long can you continue living on borrowed money? And, of course, you can until, of course, the whole system collapses. Is there a better way to destroy a great nation, Bob, than to spend it into oblivion, to destroy the monetary system that ends up with the people totally impoverished?
Well, you know, it's nothing new in history. It's happened over and over again. And the people who are doing this know that it can't work. And usually at the right time, the most precipitous time of the problems that are faced by any civilization, and this is worldwide, so it's civilization, what happens is that they have another war. And, of course, it's the war to end all wars, like the First World War supposedly was. And they get people to kill each other, and this total distraction of what the real problems are that are going on, and that's the reason why they do that. And in the end, because they are in control and everybody is in what you might call martial law status, even though they might be going back and forth to fighting this war, wherever it may be, they expect through that medium to be able to save themselves from everybody finding out what they did and have done and intend to do in the future. And so that's the plan that they follow if that's what they have to do in the final analysis. And so I think that's what we can expect when. I don't know. These things have an evolutionary process. And I certainly am not one who would want to time it. It's too difficult. And we have the same thing with the current financial system. Is it going to get worse? Yes. When is it going to fall apart? I don't know. Neither does anybody else. And so what you have to do is to continue to go on with what you're doing and try to stop the people who are involved. And I think we're making great headway, not as much as we'd like, but worldwide people are waking up, and we just saw that in Tunisia and then again in Egypt, and now we have it going on in Algeria, and I'm sure Morocco will come into play, and we still have problems in Libya and Jordan and Yemen. And I think this thing is capable of spreading throughout the entire world. And that's something that these people don't want. That's not something that they can handle. You can't have American troops or any troops running around the world while this is going on. It's impossible.
But
they can't fight wars and make people do what they want in domestic economies.
But, Bob, we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. We have our special forces trained killer units in 75 nations throughout the world. We have 720 foreign military bases. The United States dominates the world through our Navy and through our military forces, which, of course, we can't afford, costing about $750 billion a year, three-quarters of $1 trillion a year, simply more than certainly all the rest of the countries in the world put together, or almost as much. You know, we dominate the entire world today, but we're not going to be able to continue doing that because, of course, we're running out of money. And I think that they know exactly what they're doing. I think that they hope to bring about this world government before the whole thing falls apart. Either that or create such chaos that everybody is going to be forced to go into this world government. There will be no alternative. What would you think of that concept?
I think you're right. The important part of what you said is the expeditious nature that they had to assume. They had to go more quickly. They were forced to because of the dissemination of information. The information is who's doing what to whom and why. And Brzezinski said about 3 or 4 years ago, look, this movement that we see on the internet, they didn't mention talk radio, but in other mediums, is alerting people to what's going on. We only have so much time to do this, even though we have cast our lot with the plan that we put together, and we're going to have to go ahead on it. And it's not going to work, and they know it. They're trying to figure out how can we distract people. And, of course, a war is the natural process of doing that. And so they're going to continue to make terrible mistakes all the way along the way. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing. And we're like a bunch of hounds chasing them, biting at their heels. And each day that we do that, more people become informed and more people want to change their governments. And that's where I think we're headed with this, the different pathways that are going to be left open or happen to us via their ideas and their plans will change all the time. That's why these people trying to make projections, it's impossible. I mean, for people like you and I have studied this jointly for 100 years, you can't make that call. Things change too quickly. And so all you can do is say, look, we see what's happening. It's going to continue to happen. We have to hang in there, do the best we can, and hope that in some way we're able to stop what they're doing. And in short of that, we have to learn how to survive in what's left.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. But you certainly know all the years I've been at this now, 49 years, I've never seen anything as dramatic as we've seen during this last 6 months or so. You know, certainly we lost Turkey. Turkey became a radical Islamic nation. Lebanon has joined in. The government fell. Hezbollah has taken over. The Tunisian government has fallen, the Egyptian government has fallen, and certainly all the other nations over there, certainly from Bahrain to the certainly to Yemen, to Somalia, to Libya, to Iran, the tremendous increase in violence in Iraq, you know, and even our troops are there, but the tempo of violence is increasing, instability in Pakistan, with the nuclear weapons there, certainly the war is not going well at all in Afghanistan because it's an unwinnable war. I mean, even Alexander the Great couldn't control that country. And nobody has ever been able to control Afghanistan. We went in to fight a no-win war. We've been there for 9 years. And we're going to continue killing the civilians and having Americans killed uselessly. That's a great diversion. But, of course, we cannot continue this because it's bankrupting America with almost 246,000 people there fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda. You would think that there might be somebody in Congress who would have the courage to stand up and say, this doesn't make any sense. Why do we need 90,000 troops, 110,000 contractors, and 46,000 NATO troops to fight 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda? It may be somebody out there in the audience is smart enough to explain it to me, but I sure don't understand. Or is this all, as phony as a $3 bill, a great diversion to make the American people think that we're trying to do something? One of the most discouraging things to me, Bob, was that certainly we all these new congressmen going in there, and a lot of them from the Tea Party, and yet I think there were only 4 or 5 Republicans who voted against the renewal of the Patriot Act, because of course they didn't want to be seen as soft on terrorism, as if somehow there's a real terrorist threat in America. And after all, we've got this terrible terrorist threat centered over there in Afghanistan, where they got 50 to 100 people and 250,000, 246,000 people fighting them, but all of the Tea Party people, even Michelle Bachmann, who I know personally and love, but she went right along with this. The only person, I think Ron Paul and a couple of other Republicans stood up and said, why are we renewing the Patriot Act? I mean, has this really stopped the terrorist attacks? Did that keep the underwear bombers bomb from going off, the shoe bombers bomb from going off, the smoke bombers bomb from going off, or was it all phony? how are we going to get the American people to understand that the war on terrorism is as incredible and phony as a $14 bill? Bob?
There is no terrorism in America.
Of course there's no terrorism in America.
I mean, we have a few of these instances that you've talked about that prove that any kind of possible action in that direction or violence is really controlled.
And not only that,
by the people who control.
You go right ahead.
People who control the country.
Hold that thought. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Go right ahead, Bob.
And, I mean, anybody with insight can see from the very beginning what this was.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Facts. They're soaring. American exports are up. Isn't that great? But of course, because we're importing more from China, actually, our trade deficit grew dramatically. Even the fact that our exports are up, our trade deficit is up as well, and I think it's up to almost $50 billion a month. In other words, about getting close to a $600 billion a year deficit. And that's why, of course, Germany's coming in, buying up the New York Stock Exchange. So the companies from Brazil are coming up. They bought Burger King, and they bought Anheuser-Busch, and they buy up all sorts of American corporations and businesses and farmland and timberland and oil land. Other countries are coming up and buying up America, so the wealth from those investments will be sent to their countries rather than here. And the whole plan, of course, is to simply impoverish the American people. Right now, of course, everybody's getting their entitlements. 70 million Americans are getting an entitlement check made up largely of money that's borrowed from other countries. How long can you continue doing it? I don't think anybody knows. But basically, the economy is not healthy. They tell us that certainly why employment must be better, because if you look at the unemployment figures, the unemployment rate, the U2 or U3 unemployment, actually fell from 9.8% to 9%. Isn't that wonderful? But the U6 unemployment rate rose. And so how can the U2 unemployment rate fall and the U6 unemployment rate rise? Well, I'm sure Bob can explain that, but the average individual can't. And all they tell us are the figures they want us to get. They never give us the rest of the story, because in America we have freedom of the media, freedom of the press, and that means that when you own the press, why you can certainly conceal whatever you want to. Certainly just this last week, the Huffington Post, put out by a woman named Adriana Huffington, just sold to AOL for $315 million. Why would anybody pay $315 million to buy up an internet site, to put up articles? Very simply, because Harry Dran Huffington was putting up a truth, and they didn't want those articles going up there that were true. And so they were quite willing to put out $315 million simply to close down another site. They, of course, offered people fabulous sums of money. They'd just be quiet. They offered, they gave Jesse Ventura $2 million to become a commentator at MSNBC, and with a fabulous salary, as a commentator on MSNBC. But then they told him he could not talk about things like the Federal Reserve and the banking system. And Jesse Ventura, to his credit, got up and walked out. They tried to buy off Alex Jones with tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, on Daniel Estulin, who wrote the books on the Bilderbergers, was approached, just given a blank check, and he said, well, how much are you offering me? And they said, you fill in the check. Any figure you write, you'll have. Well, Daniel Estulin turned them down, but you'll never hear this sort of thing. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We've got Dave calling from Illinois. Dave, do you have a question or comment for our guest? And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dave, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Fan and Bob Chapman, that kind of ties in with something I want to say, and then I have a question at the end. A few things to say here real quick. They're picking on PBS now, a good outfit for the people and everything, because they get all of 6% of their operating budget from the taxpayers. But you think they say much about the something called the Ad Council, the Advertising Council, that the taxpayers are forced to pay, and it's lucrative for any station that goes along and gets along with the administration that these are lucrative PSAs and silly, goofy announcements. I've seen them in that. I've heard them and stuff, But no, something for the people, they're going to try and knock down, and something for the businesses, it's A-OK. As we speak, they haven't given up on New Orleans. take that over, see? They've sent bad weather in these places, in Haiti, and Sean Penn, that little phony, he's down there for the money. He's part of the problem and hardly a part of the solution.
Okay,
and,
Dave, do you have a question
yes.
for our guest?
Okay, well, Bob, do you really, I mean, is there an answer, because the Chinese are coming in here by the millions real quietly. They had to skid Greece because they give Bush and them all this money for Paraguay. They're taking them over. Do you, in this age of electronic voting machines that they control, and that's why they can tell somebody...
Hold that thought. Dave, what was your question now for Bob?
Okay. I think Donald Trump, that dumbo, knows where he speaks.
Dave, do you have a question for Bob?
Yes, I'm answering it. But I think he knows where he speaks when he says Ron Paul doesn't have a chance because they control the electronic voting machines. And I don't know if we're just sitting around talking ourselves to death, but what do you think, Bob, when they control machines like that, do we have a chance? Does Ron Paul have a chance?
All right.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that because I don't know enough about it. But if I had to guess, I'd say we got a ghost of a chance. And very, very slim. For that reason and others. And I've seen it not only in the United States, I've seen it in other countries. It was 6 years ago, they had the Mexican election, and Almo ran against Calderon, which was a Socialist Party member running against the chosen Pan Party that won the election. And how they won it was the voting machines were brought in, and people from the Bush administration came to Mexico and told them how they would work, and they stole the election. And
yes,
so
sir.
That has got to answer the problem. If you could go back to paper ballots, maybe you'd have a chance. But it's going to be very, very difficult with those kind of machines, again, in operation. And, you know, you see a good example we just discussed earlier in the program of Tea Party people getting elected, and you turn around and do the same thing other people do. You know, previous to them, who they were allowed by the constituents to beat. And we get the same old, same old. And so I'm not optimistic.
But we have to try. We have to keep trying.
We have to try. I know that. But it's very, very difficult.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we have Dave calling from Illinois. Dave, I hope that answers your question. Now we have Joe calling from Washington State. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go to Joe from Washington State, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and why they should subscribe to the International Forecaster. I can tell them because it's a great source of information. And I read things in the International Forecaster that I do not find in any of the other publications I read. And I look forward to it coming twice a week, although I have a hard time getting through it. It's well worthwhile, the hour that it takes to read twice a week, because it summarizes information vitally important to be able to survive in times like these. But, Bob, tell our listeners how they can subscribe, and once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464 800-516-8295. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesday and Saturday by email. Runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And everything that you need to know every week is in that publication. And you can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. And if you have questions that you'd like us to answer, or if you want information on our latest gold and silver stock releases, all you have to do is email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. Forecaster.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from Washington State. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
It's Charles there, Dr. Stan. He got my name wrong.
All right, fine. Well, I'm sorry. Well, we'll have to get after our producer. But I can't fire him. He's a nice guy. Anyway, this is Charles from Washington State. Go right ahead. Do you have a question for Bob?
Fire him. My question to Bob. Well, anyway, Dr. Stan, it's good to talk to you. And Bob, you also. My question is for both of you, really. I want to know what is going to happen to our local schools when the you-know-what hits the fan.
Well, you know, they keep on cutting back, and this cutting back is going to emasculate the school system throughout the world, but particularly in the United States, and they're already in terrible shape. And so unless you're homeschooling or you have very talented children who can overcome this, then you're not going to get much education. I mean, look at the inner cities already. Approximately half the people who go into the ninth grade graduate from high school. I mean, it's incredible.
I really think, of course, Charles, that the answer is homeschooling or at least church schooling, and every church should, has rooms that they can use for schools the rest of the week. And until we start educating our children, ourselves, they're not going to get an adequate education. We carry an excellent homeschool program put up by our good friend Art Robinson, certainly one of the leading scientists in the country. This is what he used to train his kids. And the children learn on their own. You simply print out the programs off of CDs, and these kids, when they graduate from high school, have a far better education. Today, the schools are not educating. They're indoctrinating. These kids know far more about sex than they do about science. They know far more about Madonna than they do about mathematics. What we need to do is recognize the fact that the educational system has failed. I mean, I went to college. I came out believing in evolution. I was indoctrinated. All sorts of things were true. And though I appreciate, going to medical school and becoming a physician, even much of what I learned about allopathic medicine is not true. And my belief is that right now, of course, the best thing we could do would be to get our kids out of the government schools and begin educating them in groups and communities. It does not take a great deal of time with a computerized program. We carry an excellent one. I'm sure there may be others. But we need the first thing to do is to teach our children about God, because that has to be, again, the framework. Either the world is ruled by God or there are no rules at all. And what we need to do, of course, is teach our children that those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. Anything else you want to know, Charles, before we let you know? But we're in real trouble. We're going to be losing a lot of our local services. America is going to move from a first world nation to a second world nation.
And I'm Charles' wife. I'm a public school teacher. And you know what? I think we do an awesome job at our elementary school, and I don't believe what you're saying.
All right, fine. Fine, then. Why is it that when our kids graduate from high school, and we compare... If you're going to talk over me, I'd be glad to let you have your statement. But I will tell you that I'm not saying that the teachers aren't trying, but are you required to bring in the environmentalism into all of your classes?
No.
Are you required to teach children about homosexuality?
No, and I would quit if I did.
All right, fine. Well, I'll tell you that in most schools they did, and I will tell you that when our kids graduate from high school and they teach, we certainly have them tested, you know, competitively with students from Latvia and Lithuania. They don't do as well as those children. Now, what would you like to say?
Well, I've been listening to my husband tell me about you, about public school system and stuff. And middle school and high school I cannot speak for. But my elementary school, our teachers, we're there till 5:30 and 6 o'clock at night. We are so dedicated.
I'm sure you are, but our kids, certainly when they're coming out, they're not well-educated. They're not taught. Many of them cannot read efficiently. Many of them cannot do mathematics efficiently. Why is that?
Boy, that's a really good question. That's okay. Really sad.
God bless
you.
I hope you start listening to our programs. We'll do some programs on education. I'm sure most of our teachers are dedicated and trying to do best, but you are involved in the system, and if you try to buck it, they'll destroy you.
You're right on.
God bless. Thanks so much.
You.
And let's go to... Dave is calling. This is another Dave calling from Illinois. Bob, would you like to comment at all on our exchange with Charles's wife?
Well, my daughter teaches fourth grade in Florida. And the major problem is the children, most of them that they have in the area that she's in, are not interested in school. The parents aren't interested. They have parent teachers. Nobody shows up. And out of 23 kids in her class, 20 will fail, and they will be promoted anyway. All of the enunciation is on passing in Florida the FCATs, which are the state version of a federally mandated program or something like that. But there's no outside reading unless children, their parents say, hey, well, why don't you read this book about Robin Hood or whatever? There's nothing there. And she has all kinds of books she can't give them to kids because it's forbidden. And 20 out of 23 kids in her class are failing. And most of the children cannot grasp what's going on in the classroom. She might be lucky to get 5 or 6 or 7 to pass the tests that are necessary, and she has been moving the grades up. But the point is that it's a very, very difficult job. And so it's not only perhaps the structure of testing and structure of school, but also there's no help from the parents in big cities for the most part.
And I think that it must be very frustrating for a good teacher who wants to help the children working in this system, but they can't discipline the child. They can't teach them about God. They can't teach them that there are basic rules and regulations in society that come from God, and you take God out of society. You end up with moral chaos, which is what we have today. Well, let's go to the other Dave calling us from Illinois. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question for Bob?
I have a couple questions. Good evening, gentlemen. First question is, real quick here. Before I called, I was kind of distracted and heard something about the Huffington Post being sold, but also, what about Jesse Ventura? Did I hear that his show is gone now, or is that not true? Conspiracy theory.
Well, I don't know. Do you know, Bob, whether he's going to be coming back again with that?
I haven't heard anything about it, and on Fridays I'm usually on with Alex, but he wasn't there Friday, and I was on with Paul Watson, and nothing was said to me, so I really don't know.
I will tell you, Dave, that Cindy Jessup Ventura was offered a slot for the MSNBC. He was given $2 million advance, and then, of course, when he went in to start the programs, he was told, but there's certain things you can't talk about, and he said, sayonara, and the only good thing about it is he kept the $2 million. But I have the greatest respect for Jessup Ventura.
Well, I thought you were referring to conspiracy theory. I didn't hear. Okay, I'm glad you...
But as far as conspiracy theory, I suspect it will not be coming back. Why? Because it told the truth. They put out $350 million, AOL did, $350 million to buy up the Huffington Post, an internet article site, so they could quiet, so they could stop dissent. That's what it's all about. I mean, basically, they're losing their control. U.S. News and World Report, which was a trilateral CFR publication, has had to shut down. People are not believing the newspapers. Newspapers are in trouble. Radio stations are in trouble. Even the major networks are in trouble. They're having to subsidize them, and many of them are losing money because the people are not going there for the news. They're going to the Internet. So they're going to come around and start buying up Internet sites. I'm just waiting for them to come and offer me a $300 million. I wonder what I'll have the courage to do. Anyway, Dave, do you have another question?
Yeah, I do. This is a more important question. To Bob, in a nutshell, as we all know, this country is going right down the tubes real fast. We talk about this all the time. Mr. Chapman, on a scale of 1 to 10, what does your gut tell you the chance of us actually saving this country? I think it's about 2 or 3 at best. But what do you think, sir?
I think you're probably right. And the vote the other day on the Patriot Act was really a stunner. We watched the first vote for an indefinite extension of it. And that was defeated handily. And the next day they go in and they pass it.
I didn't hear that.
What kind of people are these?
So you're saying
I don't get it.
So you're saying that the conservatives managed to knock it down, but the next day they just put it right back up there?
Yeah, I don't know about conservatives. The Tea Party people, second vote, 84% of them voted for an extension. I don't know how long it was for. I'll guess it 1 or 2 years or whatever. But I was shocked.
Well, our
so there is
Congressman
no, there
Aaron
is no
Schock,
real change.
A friend of mine told our own Congressman Aaron Schock, who I didn't vote for, that he's a just told nothing but a puppet. He was Ray LaHood protege, and Ray LaHood was a Michael protege. Aaron's just a young puppet kid. He's a puppet. And I heard that he voted extended, so there you go. He's a Republican.
Well, let me point out, Dave, that you and I are not going to save America, and even Bob is not going to save America. This is a spiritual battle. And, of course, what we've really tried to do here with our program is tell people how bad things are and explain the spiritual implications of it. There really are Luciferians, people who worship Lucifer, working at the highest levels of our corporations and our educational system and our foundations and our military and our government. And if that's true, then maybe there's maybe a God out there, and I'm hoping people will begin trying to search him out, and one day they'll get down on their knees and ask him to come in and direct their lives. If America is going to be saved, God's going to save it. We aren't. But our job, I think both Bob and I have been called to do our best, and Bob recognized the spiritual component of what's going on, as does Alex Jones. Maybe they don't talk about it as much as I do, and probably I should talk a lot more about it, but that's not what I've been assigned to do. I have an assignment. I do the best that I can, and hope that certainly God will bless the efforts of what we do. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, we've tried the secular route, and it's not working that well. And the country continues to deteriorate from the bottom up, and it doesn't look like it's going to get better. So I always contend that people finally get disturbed when and go into action when their bellies are empty. And so we'll get to that time frame. It will happen, and maybe we'll get lucky and have the same kind of results that we just saw in Egypt. On the other hand, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when the conspiracy thing came on, I thought this too good to be true. Well, it looks like it was too good to be true. It looks like the New World Order knocked it down. That makes me so damn angry. That makes me furious.
But it doesn't do any good to be angry. What you want to do is just hopefully be inspired to work all the harder. And have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me suggest you get it and read it through. And then there's certainly some of the other things that are up. And a lot of it is on our internet site of RadioLiberty.com. Go there and read the newsletters. And then, of course, you can listen to all the other programs. But the section there is on occult emblems. Basically, they have occult emblems. They post them everywhere. They hide them in plain sight. Look at all the various articles up there in the sections on my webpage, and go to Tom Horn's webpage. He's another excellent source of information on the spiritual battle that's going on today. But anyway, we're out of time. David, thanks very much for calling. But remember, this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological battlefield.
Yep.
But it's first, last, and primarily a spiritual battle. And if we're going to win, it'll be with God's help, not with our own efforts. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program tonight.
Well, I think we should talk again about people getting prepared for the difficulties they have. We have a lot.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
since, and you have not yet made any supply of long-term storage food, go to our website. There's a banner there for the freeze-dry guy, freeze-dry food, or simply give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You really need a Berkey water filter so that whatever happens, you can purify water. Now, if you're in a position to get a total house, certainly a filtration system, we finally found one that will work, and of course it'll not only take out the fluoride, but now we're finding out, of course, what they're really doing with the spraying with the chemtrails, and we find, of course, that there is aluminum. In fact, the aluminum in the snowpack up there at Mount Shasta has gone from up 60, let's see, 61 times what it should be, 61 time increase in the amount of aluminum in the snowpack, and it's getting into the crops and gets into the roots of the trees, and it kills the trees or stunts their growth. Same thing with the palm trees. And of course, the aluminum is not good for you. It's very toxic to your brain and to your body. And but this new total home filtration unit will take out both the aluminum and the fluoride and the chloride and the other heavy metals. So if you're in a position to get one, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. They are certainly quite affordable. You need to have the Berkey water filter, because that will be something you can use for drinking water in case your municipal water system goes. You need to have a supply of health food products, and you can get information on all of this by calling 1-800-544-8927. How are you going to convince people there's a problem? Well, of course, you need to get the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. And basically, this is the story of all the cures there are for cancer that are suppressed in America. They're available in other countries. People are getting cured of cancer in other countries. Back in 1900, one in every 17 people got a cancer. Today it's one every three, moving towards one of every two people are going to get cancer. And an awful lot of them are going to die slow, lingering, painful deaths because they are intentionally and maliciously suppressing that. If you want to understand why, we have another tape set called The New Order of the Barbarians. There are interviews with Dr. Denigan, who in 1969 had heard the medical director of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Richard Day, give an address to a group of doctors in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he said, you know, we've got treatments for cancer. We've got treatments for cancer, and we're going to keep them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. Why? Because there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And you say, oh, nobody could be that crass and indifferent to human suffering. Well, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, they can be. You can get that four-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, or just get the transcript and read the transcript. It's far less expensive and just as informative. And then, of course, we ask you to the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. Now, we've got lots of course, other things on cancer, but this is very real. And you have permission from the producer of that. Masio Mizuko has told me you have his permission to copy the DVD and to circulate it. It's a weapon. It's a weapon based upon truth. And I will tell you, it's one of the most powerful DVDs I've ever seen, especially as a physician seeing so many people die totally unnecessarily from cancer. If you'd like a copy of my treatise on the population control reduction, you can get it on the Internet. Ask for a copy. We'll send it to you free of charge if you get anything else from us. And then, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival, because that's the only hope that we have. And then, of course, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Grateful for a land. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, certainly, we hope that those of you out there in the listening audience will be interested in what we're going to be talking about. Hopefully, we're going to have Rosalind Peterson on, certainly one of my favorite guests, because she's done some very, very fundamental research on contrails. And, of course, what is happening, certainly she actually has worked in the agriculture department, both for the federal and the state government. She has degrees in agriculture. And basically, of course, what people do, just checking on crop failures, things of that sort, they go around and they evaluate, certainly, what is actually happening as far as why crops fail. And of course, one of the things they're finding is the composition of the soil here in California is changing. How is it changing? Well, there's increasing amounts of aluminum and certainly of barium and of strontium in the soil, and basically the pH of the soil is changing. It's getting a lot more, I believe, alkaline. And so as a result, the crops don't grow. And of course, when you have aluminum in the soil, and whether it's trees you're growing or whether it's plants you're growing, why, the aluminum is absorbed into the roots and it strangles it so the plant can pick up water. And so basically, Rosalind lives up in Mendocino County, and of course, the people up there notice that the fir trees and the palm and the pine trees and the oak trees are having increasing problems as far as their survival. And of course, we have reports out of Hawaii, where of course the palm trees over there are certainly dying off, and certainly many of the lush farms over there, which of course in the past really produced a tremendous amount of material, well, those farms, you know, are not being as productive as they were. Why is that? And why is the amount of aluminum in the soil increasing? And then, of course, they're finding if you check the water, and Rosalind has done this, the amount of aluminum in the water is dramatically increased. And then they checked the snowpack up on Mount Shasta and found it was 61 times increase in the mean allowable amount of aluminum, MCL, that is accepted by the EPA. Why the dramatic increase in the level of aluminum in the snowpack on Mount Shasta? And of course, this I suspect is true all across the country. But anyway, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, we can't get hold of Rosalind. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd love to, of course, to talk to you and get your idea about what's going on. What are they? Are they contrails? Are they chemtrails? What is this phrase geoengineering all about? And of course, there's been an organized effort to confuse people. I mean, that people have been talking about chemtrails for a long time, and if you talked about them, you're immediately, of course, allotted to the lunatic prince. What's really so interesting about what's going on, certainly, is that there's some excellent material out. We have an excellent new DVD. What in the world are they spraying? What in the world are they spraying? It's a DVD. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you're out there, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Would like to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. Well, hi, Ruby. Let's see, we've got Ruby calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby. How are you doing?
Hi. Aside from the slight sore throat, fine. I just thought I'd ask, did you see that great big old huge chemtrail or contrail, whatever you want to call it, across the sky on Saturday morning?
When was it there?
All the way across the bay. And I looked at that. I went outside and I, I was starting to go someplace, and I looked at that, and I said, I wonder what that is. It's all the way across from one side to the other of the sky. I mean, it was just exactly the way you've always described him, and just exactly the way, remember, I talked on the phone, I guess it was a couple months ago, how we lived up in Greenville, and this was in 1989, and my kids and me, we used to go outside and we watched this, like, crisscrossing across the sky. Like, well, what in the world is going on? This is the middle of nowhere, you know? We lived in the little town of Cottonwood, way outside, 7 miles outside of Anderson, which was also in the middle of nowhere. There weren't any jets. There wasn't a pathway for airplanes, you know? And we're like, what in the world is going on? And now you're telling me that there's how much aluminum on Mount Shasta?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing is that there are a number of sources of the aluminum, and nobody, of course, is clarifying this. And basically, I've learned a lot from Rosalind. First of all, we have contrails. And what are contrails? Well, that comes out of the back of a jet. And, of course, it has to be a certain temperature, but you can actually see that, and you can actually see the condensation that formed up there in the almost the stratosphere from the jet. And basically, of course, many times it'll dissolve quickly, or other times it'll simply stay there and gradually expand, and then gradually begin to spread across the sky and produce a haze, or if there's some of them, soon you may form clouds. Do you know why contrails form clouds?
No.
All right, fine. Well, I'm going to tell you here. Basically, it was during the Civil War when they were having these great battles, and of course, we had cannons on both sides, and they were firing off the cannons, and of course, there was a lot of smoke from the cannons. And they noticed the following day you would almost always have a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, one of the Civil War generals said, artillery officers said, the particulate matter is producing the storms. That's why we have this. And hang on there, we're going to be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ruby's calling us from Live Oak. And basically, she's talking about the contrails she saw up there in the sky here, the last day or so in Monterey Bay. And basically, you'll see this condensation trail, and then you'll gradually see why, of course, it's spreading across the sky. And so pretty soon you've got a haze, and then you've got an overcast sky.
And it's raining today.
What's that?
And it's raining today.
Okay, yeah, but let me just the whole idea was this: the fact that there was a relationship between particulate matter raising from the cannons and rain, of course, is the basis of modern day weather modification. Everybody says, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it, and they do things about it. You go up on the internet and you'll find all sorts of sites where they will modify the weather if you pay them enough. How do they do it? By spraying particulate matter into the atmosphere. And basically, this is also what the condensation contrails do. They create particulate matter. The particulate matter that comes as a product of burning the jet fuel, especially certain types of jet fuel. And that particulate matter, under the proper environmental conditions, will then precipitate the water in the atmosphere, and it will produce clouds, and it can eventually create rain. That is how we actually are changing the sky. It used to be a bright blue, and it's not a bright blue anymore. It's hazy. And it's related, of course, to the particulate matter in the jet fuel. Now, one of the things in the jet fuel we should be concerned about, one is percolate, and of course this is a hormone disruptor, and it is dramatically increasing in everything in the water, in the soil, and it of course feminizes men, it changes their endocrine structure. But the other thing is, in jet fuel there's an aluminum soap. Nobody has ever mentioned the aluminum soap which is added to jet fuel. And why do they add aluminum soap to jet fuel? Well, because it actually makes it vaporize better when it's injected into the combustion chambers. And you can go up on the internet and type in on your computer, jet fuel aluminum soap, and you'll find out all about it. You just get the patent numbers and go up on the and look in Wikipedia, and they will tell you there's an aluminum soap certainly in jet fuel. And this is the basis of at least part of the aluminum that we're getting, but it's not the only source, because there's also increase in certainly in barium and strontium, and in certain areas titanium that they're actually spraying. There is a program called geoengineering. Have you ever heard of it, Ruby?
Well, I hear it from you all the time.
All right, fine. Well, geoengineering is this idea of scientists that if we could simply spray up in the stratosphere, why, we could create a mantle up there that would reflect the sun's rays and, of course, stop global warming. Global warming is a non-issue. That doesn't matter. They want an excuse for this massive spraying. And, of course, if you look at this DVD, it's really very well done, because they go back to Washington, D.C., and they ask all the congressmen about geoengineering, and you'll see some of them literally run away. They don't want to talk about it. They know what's going on. They just don't want to go on the record and admit it. But basically, of course, part of the program is a part of the film, is going to a meeting where scientists are getting together and talking about the importance of trying a geoengineering to alter the atmosphere all over the world, to engineer the atmosphere. And this is a... But, of course, none of them will admit it's been done. There have been reports, and we have copies of them. These are very thick government congressional reports where they're talking about geoengineering and saying, well, yes, but we don't know. It might possibly be dangerous, putting all that aluminum and the other products up there in the stratosphere. But we're going to have to look into it, and we probably be trying it in a few years. And that's all a lie. Why? Because, of course, the studies that come out of Great Britain, the reports come out of the British Parliament, admit they're already doing it. Mm-hmm. They just don't want the American people to know they're doing it. And then, of course, what they're doing is putting aluminum up there. And how are they doing it? Well, of course, one of the major reasons that they're doing it is by sending up rockets. Rocket fuel contains aluminum. And then, of course, they are dispersing canisters. And, of course, the beautiful thing about Rosalind is she's documented so much of this. And they're actually putting canisters up in space. And those canisters are containing massive amounts of aluminum. And they're simply producing this mantle, this dome, over the Earth. And they've done this on a number of occasions, there are records of, to alter the atmosphere. And then, of course, then they have the third method is they actually do have planes that spray, and they belong to the CIA, to Evergreen Aviation. And these are spray planes like the ones that they're using down certainly in the Gulf of Mexico, spraying the core exit. So we've got these three methods of getting the aluminum in the atmosphere. And this, in my opinion, is why, of course, we have the massive increase in the aluminum in the snowpack, in the water, in the soil, all over, and they are actively doing this. They know exactly what they're doing. Some is contrails, some is a direct spraying, some of it, of course, is the rocket program of putting the mantle up in space using canisters. Anything else, Ruby?
Well, just one question. I was listening to everything you were saying, and I just can't figure out, why are they doing this?
Well, first of all, their excuse is why we want to help the people. Why they are lying? We know they lie, because I've heard from at least three different people in the military who have asked about the chemtrails. Well, it's all a matter of spraying a vaccine to protect you from some terrible disease. That's, of course, a lie. That's a cover story. But they have acknowledged that by putting out the cover story that they're really doing something. Aluminum is extremely toxic. It's toxic to the brain. It's toxic to the body. There really are people who want to destroy the soil, who want to destroy the trees, who want to destroy humanity. And if you read their writings, and of course you've read my Population Controlled Agenda monograph, we just tell you what they talk about. Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. Jacques Cousteau wants to eliminate 350,000 people a day. Prince Phillips has said that when he comes back, he'd like to come back. If he's reincarnated, he wants to come back as a virus to kill people. But that's a whole different subject, but there is a population control agenda. You have a computer, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay, fine. Well, if you would just drop us a note or get something from us and just ask, we'll send you a copy of my monograph. It's the best thing available. It needs to be updated. But the information is there, and there really are people who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. That's the story of the Georgia Guidestones. That is the story of Sydney, of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. That is the story of the National Security Southern Memorandum 200, came out in 1974 over the signature of Henry Kissinger. We have the documentation. You just need to help us get the information out.
Well, I certainly work on that. I get a lot of people listening to your show. I talk about you all the time.
Well, I'll tell you, the other thing is you need to talk about this new DVD we have called Cancer Forbidden Cures. This is a weapon. It is, and Sydney, you
have... listen to that show.
Right. God bless, and thanks so much for
your... Can I say one more thing, Dr.
Sure you can.
At the Capitola Senior Center on Sunday the 20th, I've been waiting to tell you on the Wednesday show, but you didn't have to call in then. On Sunday the 20th, the seniors are putting on a program, and I just wanted to encourage as many people to attend that as possible. It's just a bunch of seniors getting around singing and dancing, and it's a great time for seniors to get together and have a good time. So I just hope to see as many people there can come. And that includes you, Dr. Stan. You bring Barbara and come on down.
God bless. Thanks very much for being. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bob, let's go to Paul, who's calling us from Texas. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And it's going to have to be open lines because we haven't been able to get hold of Rosalind. Something probably is blocking her. But, Paul, thank you very much for your patiently holding on. What part of Texas are you calling from?
I'm from Galveston.
And are you listening on the Internet?
Right now I'm on the Internet, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, do you have a question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stan, I've been listening to you for years, and I've watched every video, audio that you have ever done. And, yes, what we're talking about the vapor trails and the contrails and all, I have been watching these, and when they spray, it doesn't rain here.
Okay. So when they spray, it doesn't rain there. Okay.
Right. I just kind of watch it. And, Doctor, I just want to thank you for being on the air and all you're doing. And I just appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate your words of encouragement. It's just nice to know we got people out there listening. Once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines this evening, so give us a call if you're out there. We'd love to hear from you. But, Paul, it's just nice to know that there's some people appreciate what we're saying and that they can utilize this information to reach others. This is why I do what I do. I don't take a salary. In fact, we very often have to subsidize what we do because it's $500,000 a year operation simply to buy radio time. But what a privilege it is, especially today, which I think is the most dangerous period of our lifetime, to have a voice that's heard by tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. Do you have a question or comment other than that?
Dr. Stan, there's one thing I want to say. When I first started, are you still there? Are you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay. When I first started researching the Bible, and...
Hold on there for just a minute. Okay. I'll be right back with you. Once again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Paul, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
For Liberty or 464-8295. And certainly Paul was just saying he'd given our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness to his minister. What sort of response did you get?
He would turn his back on me and walk away. And my wife had said, call Dr. Stan, ask him where the church is in our area. But by the grace of God, we found a church that I gave him a tape on Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and Walter Cronkite, and he stood on the right hand of Satan. And this pastor watched it, and he called me back, and he goes, that only scrapes the surface.
Well, I hope you stayed in that church, because you got a very courageous minister. There's so many ministers who don't want to hear about this, who are afraid to, and would never dare speak out against it. they've realized what it's about. Some of them are actually involved. They've infiltrated the Protestant churches. They've infiltrated the Catholic churches. They've infiltrated the Jewish faith. They've infiltrated the Muslim faith. They permeate every aspect of our society, which is why when Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation, why the Lucifer could say to him, if you'll simply bow down and worship me, I can give you all of the kingdoms of this world. And once you understand the satanic influence in government, you can understand why Lucifer could legitimately make that offer.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's a spiritual war. I'm building a library of videotapes, and a lot of those, you're in there.
Well, if you hope you've got the one, it's called Forbidden Secret. It really is quite...
I have that. I bought it from you.
Well, I appreciate that. And anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Is all I got to say, Dr. Dennis. God bless you, and keep up the good work, and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope you'll just keep telling people about what's going on, because basically people are telling people, and some people are going to believe, others are not. But our job is to put the word out. God will determine who accepts the message. That's all we can do. Hey, thanks very much for coming. We'll do it as long as God gives me the breath. Good night.
God bless. Love you in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Yes, you as well. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Let's go to... Bud is calling us from Flint, Michigan. Again, ladies and gentlemen, our number is this open lines here. Our regularly scheduled guest we're not able to get through on. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We got Bud calling from Flint. Hi, Bud. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's getting pretty late back there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's after midnight right now.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had any plans on having Walid Shabbat as a guest on your show anytime soon?
I've tried to get him a couple of times, and suddenly we weren't successful. We had to take one of his assistants the last time. In fact, he was scheduled, and then for some reason he wasn't available. But I've tried to get him on several times, and we'll keep trying to get him on. I would like very much to have his view of what's going on over there in the Near East and Middle East today. We are going to have Avi Lipkin. He's going to be our guest, though I think Wednesday this week, I think, is actually going to be our guest. So do you know Avi? He goes by the pen name of Victor Mordecai, but he does a good job. He's over in Israel at the present time. But we keep trying to get Walid. We've tried to get him on a number, as they say, on several occasions. We had him scheduled a week or two ago, and I don't know what happened, but he couldn't make it.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the stuff going on with Egypt and everything. I've been listening to your show and what you guys have been saying, and watching Glenn Beck and seeing what he's been saying. And Walid wrote a book called God's War on Terror.
Right.
And his end time scenario most closely fits what we're seeing unfold right now, from what I see.
Well, I think that basically what you are actually seeing over there is all stage matters. In other words, I'm not saying God's hand isn't in it, because God's hand is in everything. But, did you ever wonder why the army didn't come out in Egypt and just say, you go back home, or we're going to shoot you down like dogs and do it? The army was bought off. I'm sure they put in billions of dollars to buy off the army in Tunisia and in all these countries. But basically, this is how the game is really played. Oh, they give you all the explanations on why the revolt came about: democracy, freedom, a hunger, the Google, Al Jazeera. They give you all the explanations, but they never point out somebody bought off the army. I wonder who did it. Hey, hang on, we'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We got a bud calling from Flint, Michigan. But basically, Sydney, you can go down the list of all the things. It's Al Jazeera. That's the Arab the satellite, radical Islamic Arab satellite site that people are pulling down all throughout the Middle East and the Near East. And that is what was the focus of what happened, and that's why we had the revolt. And that's garbage that was organized by MI6, and I'm sure that in fact, up until 2004, the center of Al Jazeera, the satellite television network, was actually in London. Why would the center, the headquarters of a radical, extremist, Islamic fundamentalist website be in London? Why, that's where the money was coming from. And then, of course, we're told, oh, no, the reason, of course, that the people revolted was because of the brutality, and they beat people to death there, and they tortured them to death. That's absolutely right. And who is now the new vice president and leading Egypt? Why, the major torturer over there, but we never talk about that. Now he is simply a legitimate politician who was appointed by Mubarak to be number two. And then they talk about the corruption and all the money that was stolen. It was our money. We knew Mubarak was stealing the money. They'll tell you it's democracy. Everybody wants democracy and freedom. And of course they want democracy and freedom. But of course they're not going to get it. I think they're going to install a radical Islamic regime over there in all of those countries. Because of course in Egypt they dissolved the only one legitimate political party. There is no other organized opposition other than the Muslim Brotherhood. And then, of course, all the other explanations that are given, oh, there's hunger over there, the people are hungry, the price of food has gone up, and all of these things are true. And suddenly there have been agitation. They'll tell you it's Google, it's Facebook, it's the Twitter. And of course they interviewed somebody who is a Google executive who is... Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Bud from Flint, Michigan, who called in about the reason for the demonstrations over there and certainly the fall of the government of Tunisia and Cairo. And I'm simply pointing out this is all political theater, and all of the explanations you are hearing are invalid. This is all planned a long time ago. We found out now from releases by Wikipedia that the American government, the Obama administration, have been working with the opposition in Egypt for many years. We know, certainly, our good friend Lindsay Williams was told by his contact within the elite, the former director, president of ARCO, a man named Ken Fromm, who subsequently died, so we can use his name. He was told in the Middle East there would be a great conflict in the Middle East in four to 6 months. And boy, we've sure got a great conflict going on in the Middle East about 4 months from when Lindsay was told that. Then, of course, we have we know that Lloyd James on the 4th of November rose in the House of Parliament and during the course of a discussion admitted he was acting as a middleman for the transfer of billions of dollars to the terrorists in North Africa and in Ireland. But for this discussion, why would they be sending billions of dollars to the terrorists in North Africa? Why, very simply, you've got to buy off certainly the army so that you can have the terrorist takeover. All of this is carefully coordinated. I think they're going to topple all the governments over there. Certainly, Libya is in trouble, Morocco is in trouble, Tunisia has fallen, Egypt has fallen, Turkey has gone over to the other side. The various countries, Turkestan, Kurdistan, are certainly moving in that direction. The Lebanese government has fallen, taken over by Hezbollah. The Syrian government is being forced to make concessions. There have been riots in Jordan. There have been riots in Yemen. There have been riots in the Arab Emirates. There have been riots in Bahrain. There have been riots in Somalia. Do you think that's really all spontaneous, Bud?
Oh, I know it's not. I just, it's really interesting. There's a website called redmoonrising.com, and they have a lot of stuff. They had some stuff about Maitreya, but they also had some stuff about the globalist elite using Islam And I didn't really get to read it too much, but that was a really interesting thing, you know.
Well, it basically, is this a New Age website, or is this critical of the New Age?
No, it's a
Christian website. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris. Behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. So we talk about it from a political point of view. We talk about it from the CIA point of view. But behind all of this are the powerful occult forces that are manipulating all of this, and the leaders are here, and the leaders over there, and the leaders of the revolutionary movement. And suddenly this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And that is what everybody's missing.
Right.
Go ahead.
But the interesting thing, though, is given what we're seeing and everything, and all New World Order stuff and all that, if you look in the Bible and you look at the names, for example, used of the Antichrist, you know, like the thinking of Isaiah chapter 10 and 12 and Micah chapter 5, where he's called the Assyrian, he's called the King of Babylon in Isaiah 14. Daniel chapter 11, he's the King of the North. I mean, all of these places, you know, in Ezekiel 38-39, he's the Gog. And traditionally, Gog of the land of Magog, that was spoken of the Antichrist. And all of these point to a Middle Eastern Antichrist. You know, so all these people, all this stuff about Tim LaHaye and the whole left behind thing of a European Antichrist. People are being fooled by thinking that he's going to come out of Europe when Scripture clearly indicates he's going to come from the Middle East.
And you may well be right. I am not enough of a biblical scholar. I've heard all of the arguments, and I will finally say I'm not certain, but I tend to lean towards the Antichrist coming out of the Middle East. And would agree with you on that, although I'm not going to be bulldogmatic about it. I'm here to learn right along with you. Incidentally, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, it's open lines. Give us a call. And right now we've got Bud calling from Flint, Michigan, who feels that the Antichrist is going to be coming out of the Middle East or Near East. And the other thing is that he thinks this is biblical, and so do I. This is a cataclysmic shift in the structure of the entire world. I have never in all of my life, even with the fall of the Soviet Union, seen such major and dramatic things as happening today. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. But certainly, I think we're going to see a lot of them. Strife over there, and a lot of people who really want to have democracy, who really want to have freedom, with a rising price of food, and with, of course, without a structured government and any tradition or understanding of how to organize a republican form of government, I think you're going to have total chaos until a new tyranny is imposed. My fear it will be a radical Islamic tyranny. And the people will be forced to live under Sharia law very much as they are in Saudi Arabia today. Perhaps Saudi Arabia will fall, but I believe there will be some sort of a political leader who will come out of this, who will be certainly a very evil and wicked individual. But it's going to be fascinating to watch this. I think it's going to be very difficult. I think there are going to be very real problems here at home. I think they're going to raise the price of food, destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people. I think we may very well see riots here in the United States. And, of course, eventually, why, of course, when the economic system collapses, why, of course, how are we going to provide, how are we going to be able to maintain our army? How are we going to be able to maintain control? They're going to have to slap a dictatorship on America, at least they're going to try. And they've already got everything in place to shut down the Internet here and Facebook and all of those things. And I don't know what action they're going to take against those of us who have a voice and will continue using it. Maybe they're going to try to bribe us. Maybe they're going to try to threaten us. Or maybe they're simply going to shut us down. I don't know. But there certainly are exciting times to know the Lord, aren't they, Bud?
Oh, yeah. I have one more thing to mention. Are you familiar with a guy named Troy Lawrence?
No, I'm really not.
Okay, I think it was a pen name. I don't know. I don't think it was the guy's real name. He wrote a book about, you know, Maitreya. I'll call him Maitreya. You know, Maitreya.
Maitreya. Okay. For our listeners out there, Maitreya is a being who is said to be an ethereal being. He is the one of the leaders of this. He is certainly Benjamin Krem is his disciple. And Maitreya will be the world leader who's coming. And, of course, his John the Baptist is Benjamin Krem, who is a channeler for these things. And you can read Benjamin Krem's material, Share magazine, and the Terra Center. And, of course, he is basically a spokesman for this Luciferian being. Now, he's different, I think, than Lucifer. Remember, there is within the occult the mirror image of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Trinity, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet in the other side. And you've got John the Baptist. His name is Benjamin Krem. Bud, what else would you like to say before we let you go?
Yeah, so anyhow, this guy, he was a New Ager early on when Benjamin Krem came out, the Here is the Christ ads in 82 and 83, and he got disillusioned when he didn't come, and so, and somewhere in there he got saved, became a Christian, and he infiltrated back then the Terra Center, and he was, I guess, in his book that he wrote is about this, and he basically is looking at the money trail. And the stuff that wrote, I haven't read the book, but I was just reading stuff that was from the book, and they were saying that this Maitreya guy is like from a long line. He's an actual guy. There's an actual man with this name, and it's a longer name. It's like he's Islamic, so Sufi Muslim, and he's like a long line of people, and he's like the nephew of this other guy, and he's got millions of followers of Sufi Muslims that follow him, and basically all the funding that was going to, you know, Pakistan, and so this fits right in with what's going on in my book, it
certainly does. In fact, that we carry a book by a gentleman who was a disciple of Maitreya, and it's called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. This man was recruited into government service by a man named David Rockefeller. The book is available through Radio Liberty. It's on the research catalog. We don't put in our regular catalog. But the information is there. We are suddenly going to be seeing, I believe, many supernatural manifestations before long. And if you ever get hold of this guy, we'd love to get him on the program. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Bud. Let's go to Ron, who's calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. So I was just curious if you've heard anything about what's going on in Wisconsin with our new governor and the state.
No. Why don't you fill us in? Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what's going on in Wisconsin with
our new
governor?
Our new governor is wanting to try to get a handle on the state budget, and he's proposing, he ran on his platform, he's asking the state workers to pay more of the towards their health care, to start to pay part of their pension. He's the expired collective bargaining agreements, he's up to canceling them, and the unions in the state are just going ballistic. There were 1,000 protesters today at the Capitol, and tomorrow there's going to be thousands, plural. They had to call the police in, shut down some of the corridors today in the Capitol, and the union people are just livid. But this was his platform, and people don't have the money to pay the pensions, the state workers. He wants them to start paying 5.8% of their salary, up from zero. They were paying nothing towards their pension, apparently. This, I'm just reading from the Saturday newspaper. And he wants them to pay more, 12% of their health care premiums, up from 6%. And so this is really turning into something. And this is going to go on. There's actually a hearing tomorrow And they said there could be one person tonight, said there, who knows how many thousands of people are going to be there, but they're only going to give them 2 minutes to testify. They want to get this. The legislature seems to be with the governor on this because he's trying to get a hold of the on top of the budget. As I said, this was his platform, but the labor people are just absolutely livid.
Well, Pete, Ron, nobody wants to give up what they feel they're entitled to. The
exactly.
trouble is we've got to be realistic. The
exactly.
money isn't there, and, of course, what they have done is they've allowed certainly the people who work for the government to actually pool their money and to get people elected to give them more money. And this is why governments fail. It is a misuse of government power to give special favors to one group or at the expense of the others. And it's happened time and again. And basically, well, there's just no way that the states across America and the municipality can afford to give all these benefits, even though they've agreed to. The money's not there. The federal entitlements, basically between Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and certain of the other entitlements, that takes up 60% of our budget. And
right.
Then there's no money for anything else, and not even any money for the military. So basically they've got to get these things under control. And I applaud your governor up there for having the courage. He's not going to get a popularity contest. He's not going to win a popularity contest, but I wish the people here in California, our legislature, had the intestinal fortitude to do what's right. We are all going to suffer. We are all going to lose, because you can't spend money you don't have. Today,
exactly.
43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is borrowed money. How long can you do that? Can you spend your way into prosperity? I don't think so.
Well, I'm just concerned for him. They were protesting at the governor's mansion last night. He professes to be a born-again believer, and I'm concerned for his health and safety.
Well, then Ron,
pray for him.
Ron, you should pray for him. And we need courageous people, and we
right.
have them. We're not hearing about this sort of thing out
right.
across America. Governor Christie is in New Jersey. I mean, he
right.
is certainly a lightning rod. Why? Because
right.
he's trying to do what's right. Anybody
right.
who tries to do what's right is going to be vilified and demonized and attacked. But all we can do is try to make people understand that we're all going to suffer. Nobody wants to give up anything.
Right, exactly.
And if they don't, we're all going to lose everything. And this America is going to fall as a great nation.
Right.
Okay,
well,
anything else you'd like to say?
Well, just that the listeners could please pray. I'm afraid it's really going to get nasty here.
Well, I think it is, too.
But
you can help us by encouraging other people to listen to Radio Liberty. And we'll
yeah.
try to be honest with you. We're not always right, but we got a pretty good voting record, and we try to get on interesting programs. And do you enjoy listening to our programs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As much as I'm able to, I absolutely do enjoy it.
All right. God bless, and thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Let's go to Tony, who's been holding on patiently here from San Jose. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast. And how are you doing, Tony?
Oh, well, can be expected, Dr. Stan. Always good to hear you.
As well as can be expected under the dire circumstances.
Well, you started out the program with the aluminum barium spraying in the air, the chemtrails, and the first thing that comes to my mind is that what they're doing is they're turning this into a giant Malthusian Petri dish.
You're absolutely right, and they know what they're doing. That is the incredible thing, and they've so confused this whole issue. That we argue back and forth, are the chemtrails, are the contrails, and I say yes. I believe they're both chemtrails and contrails. I believe that they are also geoengineering the atmosphere. So I think that certainly it's so vitally important. Now, I think that the primary thing, though, is the contrails. And the fact that there is an aluminum soap in jet fuel. Have you ever heard that before?
No.
And certainly, but to go to your computer and type in aluminum soap jet fuel. I just I couldn't. I don't know why. I just did that, and there it is. Then we looked on the Wikipedia. Yeah, they put this aluminum soap in. And, of course, they're spraying the skies all over America every day with massive amounts of aluminum that's precipitating out. Suddenly we know that that's what the geoengineering is. We know they're doing that, and it's all been concealed. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hang on there, Tony.
Sure.
Well, Tony, go right ahead.
Well, the chemtrail phenomena, or whatever it is, enigma.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
That out for I don't know how many years.
Well, first of all, we need to get as many people to know really that the Bible is true, and we're going to do that, I think, by convincing them there's a problem, and then hopefully they'll begin looking for an answer, and they'll find out that there really is a God and there is a spiritual battle going on, and then once they have that, then they can argue back and forth about where the Antichrist is coming from. But I would tend to agree with you. He's probably going to come from the Muslim world.
And it may be sooner than later.
It may be sooner than later. I'm going to have to let you go. We're out of time.
Have a good night.
God bless. Okay, fine. And, of course, this is the time when I need to remind all of you out there that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And, quite frankly, we need your help. Things have been very tight recently. And they are certainly costing $500,000 to buy radio time across America. But every month, but we are reaching tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. We have over 60 outlets every single week, and I don't want to give up even one of them. And certainly, if you're in a position to help, Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is CitadelRadioLiberty.com. Let me mention those two excellent weapons we have. One is the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures, and they are suppressing cures. And then, of course, concomitant with that would be the four-tape or four-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, and or get simply the transcripts of Dr. Dunnigan's interviews where he talks about the program he heard, a speech given by Dr. Richard Day back in 1969, where Dr. Day talked about, among other things, the fact that they had cures for cancer and they were going to suppress them because people had to die. They might as well die of cancer. There are too many people in the world. Andrew, actually, it's shocking. I talked to Dr. Dunnigan before he passed away, and it really is true. And we've checked out Dr. Day's credentials, Richard Day. And, of course, suddenly we have the testimony of a man named David MacArthur, the complete testimony. We have the abbreviated form, just a couple of pages. We have the complete testimony where David MacArthur testifying before the House Appropriations Committee shortly after Dr. Day's talk. David MacArthur in 1969 asked the House Appropriations Committee for $10 million so they could create two new diseases. One that would, of course, cripple the immune system. It was a new method of mass killing, but they wanted to produce it. And he said, many people think we shouldn't do this. It's a new method of mass killing, but we want the money. And of course, this is 1969. 10 years later, the first cases of AIDS began to develop. And then, of course, they wanted the money for creating other diseases, chronic disabling diseases. And 10 years later, Lyme disease, chronic fatigue disease, fibromyalgia, all developed. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that these are man-made diseases. We're dealing with organized evil, and millions of people are inflicted with them in America today. There's a wonderful book called Osler's Web, and we actually have second-hand copies of that book. We want you to read it. It's on chronic fatigue. Between 1 and 2 million people are afflicted with this disease today, and the government's doing everything to be sure that this disease is not adequately treated. Let me repeat that. The government is doing everything they can to be sure this disease is not adequately treated. The book Osler's Web by Hillary Johnston, one of the most fascinating books, one of the most heartrending books you'll ever read. It's available from Radio Liberty, and we have four tape sets on chronic fatigue, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 14 February 2011. Yes, it is Valentine's Day. Whether you celebrate it or not, whether you have someone special or not, you are the someone special. You know, a lot of people think it is a pagan holiday with pagan derivation. Well, we're not going to argue that today. That's not the issue today. If you have someone special, you'd be very, very grateful for that. If you don't, well, maybe you will soon and believe that you will soon. I'm sure there's someone out there that cares very much. And